Good evening. Welcome, welcome. Good evening. And of course, I always have to say this, well, if not, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, good day, whenever you are listening to this or watching this. Yeah, what a pleasure it is to practice together. So we'll start with a guided meditation. And just to come into the body, the invitation is to bring our awareness to the experience of being here now. That is, what does it feel like to sit and know that you're sitting? Feeling the pressure of the chair or cushion against the body. Or maybe you're sitting on the couch, sitting on the bed. Whatever it might be, just feeling connected, grounded. And when the mind wanders away, as it will, we just very gently, simply begin again, noticing the pressure against the body, the places of contact. And of course, this body is breathing. So we might bring our attention to the sensations of breathing. We don't have to change it, manipulate it. Breathe in any special way. We're just noticing, what is the experience? What are the sensations? What does it feel like to have an in-breath? Can we notice the beginning, the middle, the end of an in-breath? What about an exhale? How does that feel? What does that feel like? we set the intention to be with the sensations of breathing, of course we notice that the mind doesn't necessarily stay where we set the intention. So we might do a gentle inquiry. What is it that pulls the mind away? For example, might there be a quiet idea that says this would be so much better if only blank, if only the neighbor's dog were more quieter, if only the temperature were a little bit cooler or warmer, if only I had a different type of cushion to sit on, if only my knee didn't bother me. Do we have these ideas? Desiring something to be different, something to be changed to make it just right. Can we just allow it to be how it is, how our experience is, without demanding comfort or ease, but instead, is there a way in that which we might find the comfort and ease in this moment by putting down, relaxing, softening this maybe quiet demand that things be different? Can we allow things to be as they are during this meditation? Can we do this in a kind-hearted, gentle way? Just noticing if we have this strong wish for things to be different so that we might meditate properly or something like that. Is there a desire for things to be perfect? It's perfectly natural. Can we allow that desire to be there? So being with the sensations of breathing and noticing what takes us away and we might notice that we have a desire for things to be different, thinking if only this were different, then I could meditate. Just noticing. learning to recognize when we have this feeling of, if only this were different, this persistent feeling that we need something else. We need something else to be able to settle into this moment, to be happy, whatever it might be. And to be able to notice this natural inclination of the mind without following it all the time, if ever, without succumbing to the seemingly authority of this. Like, I can't possibly be mindful while I'm also having this experience, while the refrigerator is running too loud, or my back is bothering me, whatever it might be. As we learn to notice the way that we often have this if-only thinking, increases our capacity to recognize, well, is it true? Maybe this isn't ideal, isn't perfect, doesn't match my preferences exactly. But can we be okay with it? And increases our capacity to be with discomfort, things not being exactly as they are. And with this increased capacity, we can bring wisdom, the best version of ourselves, to more and more situations, instead of collapsing around them or doing some behavior or saying something that we might regret later just because we're feeling uncomfortable. A big part of this practice is increasing our capacity to be uncomfortable. And in this way, might we bring some wisdom to not only our experiences, but to be able to support other people, maybe in their experiences too. So that our practice can be the benefit not only for ourselves, but for those we come in contact with, spreading out to all beings everywhere.